And welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. Get involved in the comment section down below. Have your thoughts on all things Aston Villa, everything that we discuss on this episode. And I just think Unai's team talk has been done for him, because if Aston Villa beat Fulham on Tuesday night, we go fifth in the Premier League. Fifth in the Premier League on Tuesday night if we win. Say no more. I don't care whether teams have got games in hand or what. It's points on the board at this time in the season. We've six games to go. We're at the business end now. And like he said, like Martinez said, seven finals, six finals, five finals. We're still in the mix. And that point now was a big point, because it's meant now that we've clawed the gap to Spurs a little bit. So there's only a two-point gap to Spurs. Newcastle have done us a favour and demolished Spurs' goal difference as well. So that's only now a handful of goals. So it's all to play for, and I'm absolutely loving it. Hannah, what were your thoughts on Brentford?
I think, as we were anticipating earlier in the week, it was quite a tactical battle, wasn't it? I think they are a very good side. They showed up and I think particularly nullified us in the midfield throughout much of the game. And it was quite end to end, I think, to be fair. Even though it stayed goalless for quite a while, it was an entertaining match. And I think both sides kind of showed some of what they're about. I just don't think Villa really got into the right gear. I think we're a little bit slow, a little bit lethargic in attack, but there was never a point where I kind of doubted that we were going to get back into the game. I think that was kind of the mentality aspect of it, where, you know, you kind of thought we'd have something in the locker. I think the Martinez substitution didn't help. It probably threw us off a little bit. And then, you know, Olsen comes on and he has a little bit of a wobble, and then you're like, oh. But in general, I think it was a good point. It wasn't like we dropped the point. We earned the point in the end. I would have been a bit more frustrated if we'd been 1-0 up and dropped the point. So I think that it's just another way that we're winning points. We keep talking about it, the way we're grinding out these different results. And I think to get a point on the road against a good side, a good physical attacking side, I'm not too unhappy about that. And I think it's just keeping that unbeaten run. I think that momentum continues, and that's what's really important when the games are coming so thick and fast. You want that momentum, because the players will be looking forward to the next game as well.
Yeah, and I think me and Justin touched on the Europe race in the debrief, and I think we both came to the conclusion that it's us, Brighton and Liverpool. And we felt before Spurs got battered 6-1 against Newcastle that Spurs would completely fall off a cliff, and it looks like they're on the way to falling off that cliff. So, yeah, it's going the way I kind of think it's going to go in my head. So what were your thoughts after that game, Justin, after the Spurs game? So, you know, I think it's important that we talk about some of the other teams that are in this mix now, because that's where we are. You're looking at the games that we've got coming up: Spurs, United, Brighton, Fulham. So, yeah. You know, I said on the watch on that I did earlier, someone asked me a question and I said, it's kind of not in our hands, and it's not in our hands because some teams have got games in hand, but it's in our hands that if we beat those teams that we've got to play, then it kind of is in our hands, do you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
it's one of them for me.
I think Spurs have fallen off the cliff, and I think the cliffs fell on top of them. They've had an absolute nightmare, haven't they? And with the manager situation, with the player situation, you know, Lloris was dragged off at half-time. There's a lot of discontent there. It's not a great place to be. You know, they're just not harmonious, are they? And that's a big problem when you're chasing anything, you know. And I see big problems for them ahead, because they've got an awful run of fixtures culminating in coming to Villa Park. So I think we'll be, hopefully, be clear of them by the time they come to Villa Park. And I'm with you, you know, I'm a big cricket fan, and you know, I've watched so many games of T20 when you look at the score on the board at the halfway mark and it doesn't look enough or whatever, and you think, oh, you know, we're going to get done here, you're going to get caught. Runs on the board in cricket is massive, and points on the board in football is also massive. You know, at this time of the season, with the form we're in, 9 unbeaten, the finishing line is right there now. We can see it. The mentality of the players is elite now. You know, I posted a tweeted earlier about that, a little clip of when we scored in the 87th minute, and Dougie Louise, rightly so, celebrating like mad. And then what does McGinn do? He drags him away and says, Doug, we ain't finished yet, mate. We've got to get the winner. You know, this is where they are. You know, this is their mentality. You know, a pretty woeful, you know, not awful, but pretty poor performance up to that point. Get that goal. Like, we can still win this, lad. So that mentality, tied in with the form most of them are in, tied in with, you know, genius in charge, you know, and with that, also with the United getting through to the cup final, you know, it's top 7 now for Europe. So I think we'd have to have a disastrous end to the season now to not get into Europe. You know, Fulham's a key game now. We're going to talk about that. I know if we win that game, I feel we're in an absolute pole position to strike and get a European place.
Under the lights, going for Europe. It's going to be special, isn't it, Hannah?
It is. Oh, yeah. On Tuesday, I'm racing. I'm in London for work during the day. I've got a 6:10 train, so I'm literally going to be racing to make it. But on another day, you know, if Villa were in the position they were in, I'd be thinking, oh, God, I've got to get down to Villa Park after a long day at work. But no, I'll be so excited the whole train journey back up. So I think if we're talking about Europe, for me, it's a must win. It is a must win because we were looking at these fixtures, 4 weeks ago, thinking that we're going to be playing some of the slightly nicer teams to play, and then we have a really tough run, and that run is here, isn't it? I mean, Fulham, by no means an easy team to play, but after that, you know, we have got United, Spurs, we go to Brighton on the last day. We're playing all the teams around us, Liverpool. So looking at this Fulham game, you think we have to win it if we're going to really sort of try and pull away from that 9th, 10th, 11th sort of bulk. So it's an exciting one, like you say, under the lights. And with the form we're in, you'd like to think that we can get the job done. But I think Fulham have probably gone under the radar a bit. I think, you know, they're sort of dropping off slightly now, and they've obviously had the ban of Mitrovic, which hasn't helped things. But I think they've done an excellent job this season. You know, it's not easy to get promoted and to come up and do so well. Whether they can maintain it in a season or two is another question. But, they have done a very good job, and I don't think it'll be an easy game. But what I do think Villa have on their side is just quality on the pitch, and these mentality monsters now that we've wanted for so long, I feel like we're finally getting them. And I think I'd like to think the atmosphere is going to be good as well after the last home game, you know, against Newcastle. It feels like all the odds are in our favour. It's an exciting one, and I think it's one that we should be excited about. I don't think we should go into it fearing anything. You know, we had some concerns about the Brentford game. You know, Luke especially, you were kind of trying to say, look, guys, don't underestimate a team like Brentford. And I think that, you know, showed to be true. We struggled to break them down. But a team like Fulham, you've got to go into it fully confident, thinking we can get the 3 points. And that's what I'm feeling like. I can't see anything other than a Villa win. But we shall see. I don't want that to come back and haunt me.
No, and I think I think it's fair for Villa fans to go to Brentford thinking that we are going to win that game. Because if you are on 5 wins in a row, how can you not think you're not going to win that game? So I think to go there and think we could win is obviously, in my opinion, quite a fair thing to do. So, you know, I tried to just be on a bit more of a cautious thing, because I just thought that, you know, I see that they are a good side, and I like what they do, and I did really think that they really had a good game plan against us, and I think it kind of worked, and they managed to get a point, and they could have won the game. But this, like you've alluded to, Hannah, this Villa new mentality is something that's now starting to be in our DNA of this side. You know, we're starting to do things that we don't normally do, you know. So I think that's really good to see as well. The fact that we can go 1-0 down at a really tough place, ride a bit of a storm, and then grow into the game and finish the game the better of the two sides. So I think that was really pleasing to see. We do have a side coming to Villa Park who we have had a few shockers over the years in, haven't we? Like, especially at Craven Cottage, that's always been a really, really tough place for us to go to. But interestingly, Fulham have only got one away win at Villa Park. And what I would like to say about this game is something you've touched on, Hannah, about the atmosphere is, we have to make this a difficult place to come to. I think we are starting to do that. But like I said, Villa Park, under the lights, we're going for Europe. They can't get out of there with 3 points, Fulham. They can't get out of there with 3 points. So if we have a look at the recent meetings, I mean, dare I say it, I'm quite thankful that that happened. I've got to take you Villa fans back to that day of my absolute meltdown at full time. I was gunning for Gerrard. I was absolutely gunning for him. I finished the episode, shut it off, Gerrard sacked, straight back on live stream till about 12 o'clock, absolutely waxing lyrical about how buzzing I am that he'd gone. So, I've just got to say thanks, Fulham, for that beating, because we'd never have Unai if it wasn't for you. So, there we go. The recent form guide for Villa is, again, really strong still. 9 unbeaten, 4 wins and a draw. Fulham looked like they'd fallen off that cliff Spurs were on, but 2 wins against 2, dare I say, awful teams in Everton and Leeds. I mean, Leeds just look absolutely terrible, don't they? Absolutely terrible. And the way Fulham were just bypassing that midfield was just a joke. So I think, you know, they've had 2 good wins, but I think they're against some bad, bad sides. So far this season, we're 6th, they're 9th. Their best win has come against Villa. And they are averaging 1.42 goals per game. We've had 11 clean sheets and they've had 8. This is where Fulham have been conceding this season. And this is where their danger creation is. So down that right-hand side, pretty, pretty strong. Mitrovic is still out for this game as well. So that's going to be, you know, it's always going to be a blow for Fulham, isn't it? Because he's their focal point and their sort of leader in the team up top. I think he's a good striker, isn't he? This is how Fulham lined up against Leeds. I'm really, really liking Pereira. I think it's going to be a big task to keep him quiet because he's playing really well this season. Harry Wilson's got 2 goals in his last 2 games. He's sort of come back into the side. I always think that Decord Overeed is quite busy, quite a tidy player. He's always a bit of a nuisance, and Willian's having a really good season as well. And this was their average positions against Leeds. And I'd like to make a point. If any of you watch the debrief, you will notice that that looks pretty similar to what Brentford did against Aston Villa. And I'm about to show you the passing network, which is pretty much exactly the same. So this is pretty much the exact same passing network in which Brentford had against Aston Villa, and Fulham have literally played with a similar sort of system. So they're looking to get the ball out wide quickly and completely suffocate the opposition Justin, do you make that same observation?
Yeah, I do. Very interesting, actually, after doing that one, you know, earlier and seeing this now. They do seem to just play one real out-and-out holding midfielder, which gives that sort of cover to the back, well, back two by the look of that, and then overloading on each flank by the look of it with Wilson and Tete and Robinson and Willian. And then, you know, Pereira pushing on then, you know, in support of Cordova Reid. So it is a very interesting formation and a very similar setup and a very similar everything really to Brighton. It's interesting that we're playing another club that seems very similarly set up. You know, manager again that's tactically very aware and very, very good. And with those two wins they've had in the last two games, hopefully that gives them a little bit of overconfidence, and they're certainly going to come to Villa Park with nothing to lose in the position they're in. I don't think they would have thought in a million years they'd be fighting out for maybe a European place at the start of the season. So they're going to come and they're going to be a threat. They're going to have nothing to lose. The manager's going to set them up to come and play, which I think plays into our hands, if I'm honest. You know, I think teams that have tended to come to Villa Park and sit back and try and stifle us and let us play out from the back without engaging us, without being sort of lulled into coming forward, you know, we have struggled a little bit breaking down, as we found with Newcastle, a team full of confidence comes to Villa Park, think they're just going to bulldozer us and we just play our way through them and pick them apart. I'm hoping it's going to be the similar kind of setup to this Fulham game. I'm not putting Fulham in the same bracket as Newcastle, but I think they're going to come with a bit of confidence. The manager's not going to be scared to come to Villa Park. They had a positive result against us early in the season, but we are a different animal now. So I think they're going to be seeing a totally different Villa come Tuesday night, and I'm really looking forward to this game. It's going to be very, very interesting, but I think we'll have much too much for them on the night.
Yeah, and I think they're the kind of side that I think when I look at them, that when things are going well, Wilson, Willian, Cordova Reid, they go through the motions and it can become an easy game for them. I think if you really put pressure on them and they're going back the opposite direction, I think that's when you can really start to pose them a lot of problems. So, Hannah, how do you feel like the game's going to pan out? Do you think it's going to be tactical, tight, or do you think it's going to be a little bit more end-to-end? What's your vibe on it? Because, like Justin said, they're going to have a go, aren't they? There's nothing to lose. They're mid-table. What's the point in them sitting back?
No, and I don't think they will. And I don't think that's their style, particularly, to be honest. We're not, you know, we're not a team that they will fear. Like you say, they've beaten us once this season. And they'll have observed the game against Brentford and seen kind of ways that you can get at us. I think Brentford did a good job of it. And like we mentioned, two great tactical managers, there is ways that you can beat anyone. So, you know, I don't think they'll be fearing us by any means. But what I would say is that Emery would have learnt a lot from that game, probably more than he learnt from the Newcastle game in terms of what to do when we're under pressure, how to counteract when teams set up well against us. And, you know, we don't want to be a one-trick pony, and I don't think we will be. I think he'll have a way to reevaluate from this weekend and kind of look at ways that we can exploit Fulham and make sure that we don't kind of get sucked into that trap again of I feel like the game was too open against Brentford, and I think at times it was just a little bit too nervy and we kind of slipped back into old ways of the games being too open and us waiting until the last 10 minutes to try and throw the kitchen sink at it. I don't think he'll let that happen again, and I don't think being at home, that will be our approach to the game. I think we will have, or I think we'll have a lot of the ball again, but I think it will be a bit tight. I think an early goal again is massive. Like we've started to get more of those this season, and it does seem to really lift the players and the ground, you know, with all the fans in. So I think if we can get ahead quick, it will be a lot of an easier game. I think because we struggled to break down Brentford for quite a while, I think sometimes we get a bit frustrated. Sometimes the balls just start getting lumped in where we need to just strip it back, go back to basics and stick to the game plan. So I don't think it'll be easy. I think it might be another one that's quite tight. It's a similar type of team to Brentford. They'll have seen the game this weekend and probably try and pull off a similar game plan. But I think Emery will have something in his back pocket to make sure that we don't get sucked into that again. And being at home definitely will play into our advantage. So I expect goals. I do think there'll be goals in this game. I think hopefully not from both sides, but I can see it being a little bit open again, two attacking teams. But hopefully we come out on top. I do think we will. I think, like Justin said, I think we'll have too much for them on the night.
Yeah, I'm excited. Looking forward to it. And, you know, this Aston Villa side, we score every game, don't we? So there we go. So I'm going to now go and rest my voice because it's gone. So we'll be back for the predicted lineup tomorrow on the day of the game. We'll give our score predictions now then. So I'm going to go 2-1 Villa. I don't think it'll be as close as that as a game. I think it'll be one of those where we do create quite a lot of chances. So I'm going to go 2-1 to Aston Villa. And we go fifth in the Premier League. Justin.
Yes, you're going to need your voice for Tuesday night, son. I've just written down 3-0 Villa, Watkins hat trick.
Love it. Hannah?
I was thinking 3 as well, but I was going to go with 3-1. 3-1. I'm not sure on the hat trick, but Watkins will definitely bag. Definitely.
In the goals. Right. So thanks everyone for watching and up the Villa.
Up the Villa.